If you're a wrestling fan and you're frustrated with all the services you need to watch all the different wrestling shows, Fightful has your solution with NordVPN.com/Fightful. Change your virtual location with just one click, and you'll be able to watch Raw, SmackDown, NXT, and PLEs on one Netflix account. You'll also be able to get a lot of pay-per-views at a much more affordable price than you do here in the United States. This is a must-have for wrestling fans. That way you don't have to have seven different accounts to watch all of the shows that you want to watch. In addition to that, they have a great 30-day money-back guarantee and an incredible deal right now going on. But that's far from it. You can protect yourself on their VPN service, the fastest in the world, shield your data from snoops and criminals, protect yourselves on public Wi-Fi, and it's available on all your devices and operating systems. NordVPN.com/Fightful. What's up, you guys? Welcome to Fightful. Sean Ross Sapp. It is April 28th, 2025. We're here for WWE Monday Night Raw's post show. I want to apologize beforehand. This is going to be a little bit of an abbreviated show as things stand. I'm a little bit under the weather, but don't worry. It's not feeling too bad. So good to go for this review at the very least. Please leave a thumbs up on this video. Subscribe. We got a ton of great stuff. Just tinker around here on YouTube and see some of the great stuff that we've had, including a couple of interviews this weekend, Steve Macklin and Luke Hawks, including Luke Hawks talking about being the first guy to get murdered with a Wolverine's claws through the brain. So make sure you guys check those out as well. Get in your super chats, get in your humper chats, all the super chats and humper chats tonight. I will match those and donate them to the Dementia Society of America. I lost my grandmother a year ago today, one of the most important people in my life, to dementia. So I want to do something for a nice cause. Again, my thoughts will be a little bit abbreviated tonight. But also, I dropped my Q&A show on Fightful Select a little bit later than usual. But that ain't it. We had a free post on Fightful Select as well. We do have a free tier at FightfulSelect.com. Check that out. But in addition to that, we had some news on how some talent found out some big WrestleMania plans as a result of a Netflix trailer. That on FightfulSelect.com. I believe Tuesday we're going to end up having some news on the main event stable that we saw or that we've seen the last couple of weeks. So FightfulSelect.com, the best $5.99 in the business. James Zimmerman, thank you. He says, good show. Thanks for doing the show under the weather. Well, I appreciate you guys. Again, rough day, rough week. Just got back from Squared Circle Expo as well. Man, it was a good weekend. Got like 10 interviews that you guys are going to see over the next number of weeks. Hope you guys really enjoy it. But let's talk about WWE Raw. We're going to save the main event segment for the main event of our show. So we'll kick off with Rhea Ripley and Roxanne Perez, with Rhea defeating Roxanne by DQ as Io and Julia got involved. So the big question is, who the hell's called up and who isn't? There were people in NXT I was talking to last week that are like, yeah, they're all called up. And I'm like, well, that'd be fine. I wouldn't have a problem with that. But one of them's the NXT champion. And the issue with that is she just won the North American title and also vacated that, so I don't want to see this affect her NXT championship situation. But we'll talk more about her later. Roxanne Perez should have been a full-on call-up after the Royal Rumble and should have had a WrestleMania program with Bayley in some capacity. Very weird that she didn't. It was also weird to me to see Rhea Ripley wrestling on Raw. Now, I know a lot of you will look and say, well, she's wrestled plenty on Raw lately. Yeah, but in the last year and a half or so, it's been like five or six times. So it's still kind of rare to see Rhea doing like a one-on-one match like this on Raw. That being said, very rarely do Rhea Ripley's matches on WWE Raw result in a satisfying ending. They tend to build her up for like more of a pay-per-view type of build. Like they had the double DQ with her and EO. They had the title match, of course, the two of them. But other than that, like we haven't had like a ton of Rhea Ripley Raw matches over the last like year or so. I think there's been six since the January, like mid-January last year. So it's cool to see her. I mean, and she's, yeah, as Lupongi Vice says, she's a special attraction in a lot of ways. And she absolutely is. And she's earned that in my estimation. Io and Julia getting involved. This leads to Io being on NXT tomorrow night. I really respect at least that they, if they're bringing all the NXT talent over, they're sending some over there as well, which I think is very, very good. I enjoyed this match. I really liked seeing Roxanne work the leg. Now, I know a lot of people who didn't even feel like Roxanne needed NXT at all because she had worked TV her whole adult life, but it worked out really well for her. She has had a fantastic run in NXT and had a great heel run, and it's really accentuated her work as well. And it's something that, like, she didn't have to learn that in NXT, but she did and is doing exceptionally well with it. Julia, hopefully she's up on the main roster pretty permanently, because I think that's the right move to make. Her and Roxanne, especially Stephanie, as I will highlight later on, I think could stand to be in NXT just a little bit longer through her title run and all that, because I don't want to see that get affected by main roster plans. Vic says, glad to contribute to a good cause, SRS. Notice how when Seth Rollins... Oh, actually, I'll read that one. I'll read that one during that segment. But Vicky, my good friend, Vicky, I've got a package that is going out to you this week that hopefully will make you smile. I know you're having a tough time. And I just want to say, us at Fightful have your back. People in the chat have your back. We believe in you. Says, this is for you and your grandmother. No question, just one comment. This man gives so much to us. Let's give back to him. Well, thank you so much, Vicky. I appreciate you. And again... I have not had to mail out anything from the post office since I've lived here. So I got to find my local post office to mail you this. But Vicky or Logan Paul promo. Oh, we got somebody. Okay. Somebody pointed this out. They said, what is the new addition to your background? Okay. So I do want to shout these people out right there. Top Rope plushies. Some lovely people that do those, and I see them every year at Squared Circle Expo, and I bought two of them. I bought one that is MJF themed, but more because it's a calico, because I have a calico cat, and of course this because of the Bengals, and then this is a John Tenta micro brawler from Toy Vomit. I filmed some content with them, but please check out my friends at Top Rope Plushies. When I say a wonderful set of people there, I mean just lovely people. Like, I always look forward to running into them, and seeing them do karaoke, all kinds of cool stuff. But please show them some love as well. They're doing something very cool and different. Logan Paul promo. I didn't give a shit about this promo. I don't care about this promo. Like, who the hell cares? In fact, I tweeted a picture, and I was getting real Jeff Jarrett vibes from him. And if you go to my Twitter, you can see it. But Jey Uso comes out, and they are clearly setting up this match. Now, on the surface, I don't really have a problem with Logan Paul challenging for a title. And I'll tell you why. And it actually plays into a complaint that I have about how many times he's competed for the title. Logan Paul has had 19 matches. His first two... WrestleMania, SummerSlam. He has had like two or three world title matches. He has also been in a couple Royal Rumbles, Money in the Bank, Elimination Chambers. Half of his matches are either world championship matches, top contendership matches, or qualifiers for top contendership matches. So if I'm Karrion Kross and this character, I am looking at this and saying, why is it that over half of his matches result in something like this, but everybody else struggles to get an opportunity? I mean this. I would set up a Karrion Kross Logan Paul program this year, because I know a lot of the in-ring work of Karrion Kross, like the pace, the speed of it, hasn't been necessarily the taste of WWE fans. But fans love Karrion Kross right now. So I would have that naturally go. And you know what? Maybe Logan Paul wins that feud. I don't know. Don't know what the creative would be for that with Karrion Kross's deal coming up, but I wouldn't hate it. Now, Jey Uso cuts a promo about how a lot of things changed him, especially the Gunther feud. And this is clearly heading towards this for backlash. And Logan Paul ends up attacking Jey Uso backstage. I don't have a problem with it like everybody else does. Now, if this match absolutely shits the bed, there's going to be some questions. Because the question about Jey Uso is in the ring for a lot of people. But Logan Paul delivers in the ring, but he also delivers in the ring in a very produced manner because he's got like a wrestling genius in Shane Helms helping him out. Do I have as much of a problem with this as everybody else? No, not right now, or the other match that we'll talk about. And I mean, this is a quick turnaround. This is like, this show is in a week, like what, a week and a half? 2 weeks? It's May 10th. I don't have as much of a problem with this. Jey Uso should win, though. He should absolutely win. And I do like that they gave Logan Paul a title shot off of like one win, because that's all that Logan needs because he's privileged and all that. Backstage, you have Judgment Day. Listen, Liv is so funny with how she applies these. So first off, Finn is like, JD, why didn't you tell me you were coming back? And he goes, I thought that Dom was going to tell you. And then he finds out something else he doesn't know. He's got a tag match with the War Raiders, which he's fine with. He's like, hell yeah, let's get back into the tag team division. Let's start doing this. And Liv goes, I figured since you're not a champion, you could get back at it. And then he's like, ooh. He's pissy about it, right? He ain't happy. He's not happy at all. They have the match. Penta ends up costing Finn and JD McDonagh the match as New Day are on commentary. New Day were a highlight of this as well. But backstage, Nick Aldis is like, now listen, under normal circumstances, I would fine you, but that's not going to happen. And Penta's like, oh, thank you. Thank you. And we get a little bit of a back and forth with he and Gable. We'll talk about that momentarily. War Raiders getting the win here. It kind of bothered me that on commentary, New Day were like, yeah, they defended it once or twice in 70 days, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, yeah, they were booked that way. It was unfortunate. It sucked because, man, when they won those titles, I had people on WWE swearing like, yeah, at least it's the idea that they'll be featured more. And then they didn't. They absolutely didn't. And it was very frustrating. And now they're getting wins. At least it's over Finn and JD, as it seems there is some dissolving going on here, right? So, backstage, Dominic wants time off. He doesn't get it. And he wants time off because Liv is getting time off. And she is filming a movie. We'll have more on that soon on Fightful Select. I think that, actually, you know what? We'll just give that to you here. It's probably going to be announced like within the next couple weeks, I believe. Her movie. I haven't gotten any details outside of the claim from people who would know is that a lot of people's jaws will drop. Their words, not mine, over that. So Penta is facing JD McDonagh next week. That ended up happening as a result of the punt. Penta ends up punting Gable because Gable talks some trash about Penta, about Phoenix. It says El Grande Americano beating Phoenix was his favorite part of Mania. So now we got Penta versus JD McDonagh next week, and almost certainly Gable's getting involved. But we did have this Judgment Day segment backstage, and it was funny. Sorry, I'm all over the place right now. Nick Aldis said, oh, your schedule doesn't decrease as champion. It doubles. And I'm like, since when? Didn't for Roman? What do you mean? Come on. They go all the time without defending those titles. Get out of here. Get out of here. TBK says off topic. Sorry, SRS. Listen, you can ask me about anything on this show. I don't mind. It says one question. Where the F are the Wyatts? Getting ridiculous now. So when I heard that Bo Dallas was cleared, which let me see how far back it was that I found out that he was cleared. March 3rd is when I heard that. And I actually heard a little bit before that. So 2 months ago. And I was told it's quite likely that they wouldn't be back until at least WrestleMania, because the WrestleMania creative had been finalized, or at least pretty well set. So they're sitting at home and they're all healthy from what I understand. Eric says, not sticking around, tired yourself from traveling, just wanted to contribute to the cause and wish you well. RIP to all the good folks we have lost. Indeed. Indeed, man. Thank you so much for that, Eric. That was very generous of you. And I want to thank you so much for that. Thank you. Becky Lynch promo. Here's what I loved. She goes, there's not a murderer, mystery, or a whodunit. I attacked Bailey. And then she's like, don't sit here and try to guilt me about it. She's done it to me a bunch of times since 2019. So y'all can just get the hell over it. And Lyra comes out. And you know, Becky tries to sort of gaslight Lyra and be like, oh, well, I knew that this wouldn't work. You're lucky that I even did that because I got you a tag title run along the way. And Lyra comes out and cuts what I think is a pretty damn good promo. And it's weird because I saw some people saying, oh, well, who was comparing those two? A lot of people were because of the geographical connection there. But the ultimate thing is Becky's not really that wrong about it. Maybe wrong about the Lyra element. But Becky is like, you, I didn't even ask me, the person who took you under your wing, under my wing. And then Lyra came out and she's like, you know, I've never wanted to be the next Becky Lynch. I'm Lyra Valkyria. And this is good. I felt like, and yeah, the crowd sucked here. Crowd was ass. Felt like, especially when they first brought in Lyra to the main roster, they were pushing her a little too hard. Then they scaled it back and it was like they didn't push her enough. They end up brawling all across the arena. This is matchup backlash that, again, I think is going to be good. It better be for the IC title. If it's not, then why the hell do you have the IC title? There is the thing that I always say, no matter what company it is, wish they'd give them a win. But also, Becky Lynch is one of the most prominent wrestlers in WWE history, much less in women's WWE history. So there you go. And I think Louise says it was made official. So there you go. It is for the IC title. There you go. Hell yeah. I'm excited for that. See, I'm not as upset about this. You know what would really make backlash worth it for me, even with this card? Do it in the afternoon. Make those St. Louis people show up at 3 p.m. Let me tell you one of my favorite things on this show. Stephanie Vaquer against Ivy Nile. And Stephanie ended up winning, but I've had a lot of people asking, like, well, who do you think will get lost in the shuffle? And I fear that with the call-ups and returns that some people that already aren't being used, like Ivy Nile, might not get featured as much. And this was a really, really great performance from Ivy Nile. Ivy Nile showed exactly what she could do. My only qualm is that at one point there was a punch and she like really telegraphed it. And I'm like, okay, she's like the shooter. I probably wouldn't telegraph it that much, but she killed it. It was like 9.5 minutes against the NXT champion. And Dave Koss says, I want to give some shine to, oh, I'm sorry, I'll read that one in a moment. But Ivy killed it. I love when she stopped the devil's kiss. Loved when she stopped that, got a little bit of heat off of that, turned it into something else. These two have really good chemistry with one another. Like, I look forward to seeing them wrestle again in the future. And what I really want to see is Ivy Nile get a little something extra, find a tag team, or get a mid-card run or something like that. This was really, really good. This is what I've been waiting to see out of Ivy Nile, and not because she hasn't showed it. Let me be clear about that. Not because she hasn't shown it. I know I'm the only person that watches these matches on Main Event that are very clearly budgeted for 5 minutes, because they always go 5 minutes when she wrestles on them. But like, I was able to watch her and Alba Fire go for like 8 minutes and stuff like that. When she gets those opportunities, whether it be against Lyra or Stephanie, she does really well. And Stephanie is such a sure thing. What a great signing from WWE. You can argue the semantics about how it happened. They ended up signing someone who is immensely talented and have booked her very, very well. Very well. I thought they both did a great job here. But shout outs to Ivy Nile. Dave Koss says, Sean, want to give some shine to Lyra. Sure, many expected her to be cookie cutter and timid against Becky on the mic. She came off sure of herself, motive-driven, and strong as hell in round one. I agree, Dave. I thought that she did really good. I looked at Lyra, and physically, she's got it. Like, man, she can get in the ring with anybody. And even if she's, like, smaller than everybody, you look at how like, she is physically, and you believe that she could hang with anybody. It's not a situation where you've got any questions about that. Then when she gets in the ring and has the matches are good. And she had to do well against Becky on the mic. Now, Becky is not the type of person that's going to bury you on the mic. If she has to, she will. But if she's trying to work with you, she's not going to do that. And I thought that Lyra did very good, and Becky went like balls to the wall with the heel stuff right after that. Like, just snapped as it relates to it. And yes, Laszlo, she got better and stopped the crowd from saying what. I love the crowd interaction of her entrance as well, doing the woos. I really like that. When do you think Bayley comes back right before SummerSlam to set up her match with Becky? I assume Becky will lose to Lyra at SmackDown in Dublin. Yeah, they probably need to do that match again there. But it was... It's so depressing to see that Chris Van Vliet interview and her knowing that she was about to get pulled from Mania. It's just inept booking, man. It was inept booking. And maybe it's a set up something down the line, but I mean, it's a WrestleMania moment, man. And my hair's all whack today. I'm sorry, guys. But it's just hopefully not long. WWE at least claims that she's not really injured. So we'll see. We'll see. We'll also see about you all getting your penises hard with Blue Chew.
You dealing with a nosy mailman all up in your business about what you're ordering, what you're getting? Well, don't worry about it with BlueChew.com and the code FIGHTFUL. It ships discreetly. Discreetly. Fortunately for you, because the mailman's going to want to know what's going on. He's going to be delivering that mail to your house. He's going to hear all these sounds. He's going to be like, what's going on there? Well, I don't know, because this package doesn't say anything, but I have a feeling the package in there is saying something, and it will be because of BlueChew.com and the code FIGHTFUL. Same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis. Helps get you that Main Event performance and confidence. And you get your first shipment free when you go to BlueChew.com and use the code FIGHTFUL. Like I said, same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, but much more affordable and in a chewable. Take their online quiz, and then when approved, it ships straight to your door. My gosh. BlueChew.com and the code FIGHTFUL. Mind your own business.
Get in your super chats. Get in your humper chats. A reminder, I'll match all of them for the Dementia Society of America. Mike says, hey, Sean, the work you do for the wrestling community is invaluable. Well, thank you for that. He says, thank you for all you do. Glad to help contribute to a great cause. Any Ilya Dragunov news recently? I would assume that, and again, I don't know for sure, but I would assume the man lives probably in Florida. And I would also assume that he's probably been at the Performance Center training, because I mean, I know he was rehabbing there, but I would just assume that that's why he had been there and was there in pretty short order, honestly. But
at Ritual, Mother's Day is kind of a big deal, and we're celebrating accordingly. Find your ritual. If mom needs a bit of stress relief, digestive support, or is looking to support glowy, smooth skin, do it today with 40% off your first month for a limited time at ritual.com/podcast. That's ritual.com/podcast for 40% off your first month. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
I haven't heard anything specifically about him because he unfortunately was supposed to miss quite a bit of time, quite a bit of time. And if I had to wager, it'd probably be a little bit while longer, even though he's a freak of nature. But man, I miss him on Raw. Rusev vignette. The references to AEW, like, these are harmless, but it's like, man, there's been a lot lately, right? And the you-know-whos of the world will be like, he never said AEW. Come on, brother. He left WWE. He didn't leave WWE. He was fired by WWE because he wouldn't sign a new contract. And then he says he, on his way back to Bulgaria, he went into the abyss, which is clearly AEW. Whatever. Everybody's got their own experience there. He didn't like his, and that was very clear. But, man, you want to talk about upgrade. Him, how he looks now compared to back then, he looks like $1 million now. Now, I will say this. He came back with the same gimmick as AEW in the Abyss as the Redeemer. But I like his approach right now. He's not necessarily going for titles. He's going to face Otis next week because what he wants to do is take out people who are wasting their talent like he did. I dig that approach. I'm interested in it. I like that. Dante, thank you so much for this super chat. I really appreciate you. If you have a question or two or three, hit up Luis or just put it in the chat. And Luis will pick it up. But I want to say thank you very much. Ludwig Kaiser also says that he's the most underappreciated talent in WWE. I wouldn't deny that. I wouldn't deny that. Also, AJ Styles is meeting with Aldis. It looks like they're setting up something for him and Dominic. But I'm also like, apologies. He just lost to Logan Paul. Have him win a match. Please. Please make the championship something that winners contend for. This is what minimizes everything. Just people smart off to each other backstage, you get title shots? No. Nicholas says, do you have an idea of the level of movie that Liv Morgan has been cast in? Do you know if there's a timetable of how long Liv will be off TV? No, I do not know. I don't know how long. But let's see. Let me see what I was told. It says, I think people's jaws are going to drop next week. That's the limit of what I got. That's the extent of it. Wish I could provide more. Nico, thank you so much for the generous super chat. It says, saw your tweet about the donations. Lost my grandmother who raised me to dementia in August 2023 after an 8-year battle. Hope you're doing well today. Sending positive vibes your way. Thank you for that very much. It's been a tough, like, last 3 or 4 years and stuff dealing with that and then dealing with her loss. So this means an awful lot to get from you. Thank you very much. And we have another member of our Fightful staff who's been dealing with that too. And it's brutal. It can be very, very heartbreaking, man. And I hope that you kept those good memories. Somebody says, could the movie role be a work? It's not a work. It's not a work. So, Pat McAfee addresses last week's attack by Gunther. Ryan says, people act like Pat doesn't know he's got to get his ass kicked by Gunther. He's lost twice to a top guy, Adam Cole, and helped with bum-ass Corbin. So, let's talk about this. Because, again, this is a situation where people have a whole lot more problem with it than I do. Listen, this is not Pat McAfee versus Vince McMahon. Like, that was offensive in so many ways. It was garbage. It was terrible. But like, this is different. I mean, now listen, Pat has only had a few matches and hasn't in really in a few years. His last real match was 2022. But like, those ended up largely okay. Corbin and McAfee was like, it's okay. The Austin Theory match is pretty solid. The Adam Cole Pat McAfee match was good. And yeah, I think he knows he's got to get his ass whipped. He cut this promo and he said sometimes he forgets who he is and said that he's not letting anybody mess with Michael Cole. I didn't find anything particularly offensive by this, guys. I didn't. Did you want Gunther to immediately go after Jey Uso? That, you know, that could have certainly been a situation that could have happened. Absolutely. But this is a familiar face. Some mainstream coverage is going to emerge from this. And I could think of far worse things than the sports centers of the world showing Gunther knocking the living shit out of Pat. Listen, I like Pat. Like, personally, I find him entertaining as well. But it's going to be good for Gunther to have people talking about how hard he chopped the shit out of Pat McAfee. Now, Nick Aldis said, well, we're not going to lift his suspension, but we will give you a match with him at Backlash. I'm so, like, I saw everybody burying it. And like, there stands a real good chance that these matches could be bad. For sure. For sure. I'm not going to pretend they don't. But there's also a chance that they're going to over-deliver. It is like a lot of people forget that Logan Paul over-delivers and Pat McAfee has over-delivered, at least in War Games and the first match, right? Maybe not ever since then. But I'm going to remain cautiously optimistic. But I think Pat understands from an entertainment perspective that he's got to get his ass whooped pretty bad here. He gets it. Dave Cost says, if fans are mad about Logan Jay, they have to really think. Jay against the only legitimate heat magnet with the audience is sadly a no-brainer. Yeah, and to me, it's a pretty surefire win for Jey Uso as well. And Logan Paul said, you know, you'll have a shorter reign with this than you did the IC title. Sure. Another line I forgot earlier. Lyra said, I know I'm a better person than you, and I'm going to prove I'm a better wrestler. I'm like, damn, okay, good. I don't know. Maybe I'm just too exhausted to be bothered by it. Listen, sour graps over on FightfulSelect.com. Ya boys. Alex Palowski and Kate, not ya boy, but ya girl. They are going to be burying this hard. For sure they're going to bury it. So if you want a more negative review from somebody who probably isn't a little under the weather and tired, sour graps on FightfulSelect.com. Also, got some interesting contract news this week. Already had some news on Tekla, officially done with Stardom, has interest from American companies. It's going to be more interesting contract news coming this week. Ace Austin contract news as well. Lots of good stuff on FightfulSelect.com. Ian Simmons says, Karrion Kross and Rusev feel like a collision course towards each other, both seeking wrestlers to find their truths in different ways. Yeah, so Karrion Kross appeared later on, but we had a report on Fightful Select about the company's reaction to Karrion Kross and how he scripted it. I don't know if they approved it, but they didn't seem to have any problem with it. But there were a lot of talent that told us that they reached out to him and were like, thank you for saying that. With Rusev, I would love him to find somebody he sort of has in common with, like a running buddy, like sort of like an action movie, and just mess people up. I really loved this threaded segment that started off opening the show, had a middle promo, and then the main event segment. Now get in your super chats, get in your humper chats. A reminder, all of them are matched and donated to the Dementia Society of America tonight. Seth Rollins, Paul Heyman, Bron Breakker come out. And, you know, what started wasn't as strong. I got to tell you, it's kind of interesting. Because I always heard within AEW that John Moxley and company view the Death Riders as their bloodline. This seemed a little bit more like WWE's Death Riders than anything else. And everybody's been comparing them to Evolution. And I don't mean physically, but like by the way of the message that they need to recreate the industry in their image. You know what I mean? That type of thing, like how Seth feels like the best course of action for this company moving forward. So I said the Seth Riders. Jesus Christ. That's pretty good. But there's a lot of that. And Sami Zayn came out and he goes, I don't agree with that. But here's something that I really liked. Heyman and Rollins had a, why are you doing this, man? You've seen what Roman has done. You understand why I'm bothered by this. Like, he was confused by this. He was like, Sammy, we're buddies. Heyman, you like this guy. I really liked that approach. I felt like they told a whole lot of story in one night with this angle. And I, again, Seth not being just an overwhelming heel dick definitely adds a lot. Does anyone else get added to their group? Well, luckily for you, FightfulSelect.com has a report on what we've heard coming tomorrow. So, there was a great thread to this, where Seth Rollins was basically giving Sami Zayn an out of this show. Says, we can arrange a move to SmackDown for you. And then backstage, Paul Heyman says, how about this? We will arrange a move to SmackDown, and no questions asked, you will get the winner of John Cena versus Randy Orton, because we know that's what you really want. You want to be world champion. That's what has eluded you. Later on, Cross tells Sami Zayn that he knows that Sami will do the right thing, hope he makes the right choice, stuff like that. I love Karrion Kross in these roles. I love Kross in these roles, man. And Sami Zayn comes out and talks with Seth Rollins. And Seth is giving him this ultimatum, and he really highlights how great their friendship is. He's like, we've battled in the ring, but we have been really great friends outside of the ring. Don't know how many people know that, but we've been great friends. Seth goes, when I had my child, I called you because I knew you were a good dad, and I knew you'd be able to sort of talk me off the ledge and make me realize that I was right for this. Now, I got to say this. Kansas City, bunch of dirtbags putting themselves over per usual. Listen, Kansas City wrestling fans, Kansas City football fans, let's throw them all out the window. Get rid of all of them. All of them are garbage. But Sammy rejects Seth's offer. He's like, man, you dangled the one thing in front of me that you knew would really manipulate me. DeLeo says, envisioning Sammy versus Rollins for the World Heavyweight Championship at Mania. I could rock with that, but we are, I mean, listen, we're talking like a week removed from Mania, bro. So we'll see. A lot can happen between now and then, but I don't dislike that idea. I love Sami Zayn winning the title out of WrestleMania for sure. KE775 says, where do you think this Seth stuff is going? He just took out wrestlers until it's time to take the title from Jay. I do think eventually he is the one to take the title from Jay. I do. I think you're right. I think you're right. And eventually, I mean, listen, I think we could probably head towards a Bron Breakker Rollins Mania match. That's the one that makes sense, right? You can't have Bron Breakker camping out underneath Seth Rollins for 2 years. This is a one-year story, in my opinion. Starts Raw after Mania, ends at Mania. And Braun's beating Seth for something. That's that, to me. Dave Koss says, music has to change next week for Seth, and I expect it to. It's time. Very cool faction. They beat up our favorites. We must boo these guys. Yeah, I don't disagree with you. I don't disagree with you there. Oh, man. It's Seth finally found like iconic entrance music, though, right? Like after all these years since the Shield split up, finally found iconic entrance music. So that's a tough one. Oh, I'm torn on that so badly. You got me thinking about it. A good friend, Demon Diva. Demon Diva, I hope you're feeling better. I probably got whatever you got now. This is not Pat cutting a passionate promo on Raw while Gunther is unbothered talking about Austrian meat on Insta. If you want people to talk about your grade A United States beef, please remind you. BlueChew.com and the code Fightful. If you can't tell, I'm a little bit tired. I was sloppy on that segue. But Dave Koss sends a monster super chat. Dave, thank you so much. Sincerely, for all that you have donated in the last couple months. I know you always want me to shout out John Alba, so I'll shout out him as well. Shout out to him for the great work that he's done. It says, respect to McAfee for the passion tonight. Love that shit. Prayers up for his chest after backlash. Toss a little extra here after seeing your tweet. Lost both of my parents way too young. Missed them every day. Happy to support your cause. I'm very fortunate to have both my parents, but I lost my remaining grandparents last year. And, ooh, it gutted me, man. Really took a lot out of me. But I want to say thank you for that. Thank you so much. I had somebody asking about the WWE SummerSlam ticket price and asking if it's a reliable source. It's Andrew Baydala, who I was going to have on the post-Raw show last week, but I think his travel got in late and all that. Known Andrew for 8 years, a little bit over 8 years, I think. Very good source. I mean, I feel comfortable giving you all this now. The person who tipped me off to Mariah May's contract was Andrew Baydala. So he is plugged in. He absolutely has contacts within wrestling. He is. So I reported that about three or four weeks after Andrew told me about it. So, and was like, hey, you should check on this. So he definitely is plugged in. And especially with ticket stuff, like ticket stuff is his specialty. He's very, very good. Get in your super chats, get in your humper chats, my friend. I would greatly appreciate if you guys did that. Bron Breakker then beat the shit out of Sammy. That's the long and short of it. He speared him a million times. Vic says, glad to contribute to a good cause, SRS. Notice how when Seth Rollins slashes his fingers across his throat, it actually means something. Oh boy, did it ever. Bron Breakker beat the shit out of Sami Zayn. A bunch of spears. And then Seth comes out and looks and is like, man, you know what? You had a choice. You can still go. I'll still give you the opportunity. And Sammy's like, nah, bro, go to hell. Go to hell. Well, that resulted in Sammy getting sawed in half with another spear, including one around the ring. Then Seth does the stomp inside the ring. I thought this was a phenomenal piece of work. I thought the opening of the show was great. How they threaded it through was really, really good. I thought they did an incredible job on this angle. I am invested. Everything about this new stable feels fresh. No more Heyman with Reigns. No more Heyman with even Punk. Not a retread. They told a story based on history tonight. And really, really just killed it, I thought. Just really killed it. Cray says, feels like a Zayn Punk Reigns team up. Who can Rollins... who can be the third man? Bronson Reed, Jeff Cobb, Hikuleo. I'd be shocked if it was Hikuleo. I will reveal on Fightful Select what the plans were as of Mania weekend on Tuesday. But also, I don't know if I would dilute it anymore. I think it being the story of Rollins and Braun could be good, but there's a lot of people saying a lot of different things. A lot of things. So also, before I go, first off, thank you guys. Please leave a thumbs up on this video. I apologize if this is a little abbreviated. FightfulSelect.com, the best $5.99 a month in the business. We supplemented every Twitter on wrestling Twitter and Facebook on wrestling Facebook throughout WrestleMania week. We dropped like, I think, over 30 scoops throughout that process. We're going to have a bunch of WWE stuff, a bunch of contract stuff this week as well. I dropped my Q&A today, and I talked about that ladder match on SmackDown. Holy shit. That's the word. Also, follow Fightful Espanol, please. I was going to get to that, Luis. Don't worry. And subscribe to Fightful Select Espanol if you speak Spanish. That ladder match on Friday was one of the best ladder matches I've ever seen. Some incredible, breathtaking, original spots for six guys who shouldn't have had to prove a point, but absolutely proved a point. One of the best matches I've ever seen in SmackDown history. And there, like, I really thought about it, and there's like six Eddie Guerrero matches you could say are the best ever. It's incredible. Bayley and Sasha Banks. Bray, Cena, AJ Styles. Like, this was as good as any SmackDown match I have ever seen. And those six gentlemen deserve their flowers. And in a way, like, they were blessed with an awful lot of time that they wouldn't have got at Mania, but this is going to be something they get asked about for the rest of their careers. And that was special. What they did was very special and incredible. And it's right up there with anything else with a ladder I have ever seen in my life, man. That's how incredible that match was. And shout out to WWE for presenting that one commercial free as well, so there weren't periods that you had to miss out on. But I am also happy for those six. I mean, Johnny Gargano, a dirty Browns fan, but lovely gentleman. Tommaso Ciampa worked his ass off, came back from some serious injuries. Montez Ford, a guy who everybody's just been waiting for WWE to do something incredible with. Angelo Dawkins, who improved so much and is so good and is a lovely Bengals fan, by the way. Underrated, charismatic guy is Angelo Dawkins. But then Alex Shelley, Chris Sabin, two guys who are so hugely influential to this generation of wrestlers. And also, Alex Shelley, Paparazzi Productions is some of the best wrestling TV I've ever seen in my life. Dave Cost says, random aside, Aldis telling Dom being a champion means double the work every single week, while congratulating Liv, also a champion, for time off, popped me. Yes, it didn't make any sense. I was like, what? They just talked about how the tag champs never defended the titles. What are you doing, mate? What? If I was Nick Aldis, I'd be like, I ain't saying that because that ain't true. Absolutely is not true. Like, you're trying to make me look goofy here. Yeah, I did love it because I saw it. That's my thing. I'm like, damn, let's defend these titles. It's okay if you make it like the attraction, but especially in WWE where people would win those titles and just vanish, right? Damn. Guys, real quick, please subscribe to Fightful Select, but also follow us on TikTok. We're going to be doing a lot more stuff there, and we're over on Instagram as well and Facebook. We have really stepped up our game on all platforms, but I would like to say thank you to everybody who donated tonight, everybody who contributed. It means an awful lot, but man, it's been a crazy week, right? Like, between all the WrestleMania stuff and man, we're heading into Backlash, like, with a vengeance, like, very, very quick. So I just went to Squared Circle Expo. I had a wonderful time, man. I met so many of you guys, and It makes me happy. Like, I've never met anybody that's like, man, Fightful sucks. I meet a ton of people that tell me how awesome it is. And that much I appreciate so much, guys. Like, God, makes me feel so good to know that you all give a shit, especially after a week like this, on a day like this that holds a lot of sentimental importance to me. Thank you, guys, because talking wrestling means an awful lot to me, and getting to do it with people that I know are good people means a lot as well. Until next time, my friends, we're out.
At Ritual, Mother's Day is kind of a big deal, and we're celebrating accordingly. Find your ritual. If mom needs a bit of stress relief, digestive support, or is looking to support glowy, smooth skin, do it today with 40% off your first month for a limited time at ritual.com/podcast. That's ritual.com/podcast for 40% off your first month. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.